The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
So excited to have in the studio right now Pam Bailey. She is Bedford County Economic Director. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so good to have you. A couple articles have popped up about your new position, although you were sort of in this position, I guess, before, but it was made official. Am I right on that?
So, yes, I was hired about 4 years ago with Bedford County as the Marketing and Business Development Coordinator, working with Tracy Blito, who was the previous Economic Development Director. And when she resigned last June to take a new position for workforce for the region, they made me the acting Economic Development Director. So I sort of took off the acting hat, and I just sort of, you know, ran with the ball, and they officially, dropped the acting part.
I gotcha. Well, you're going to have to, you know, I don't know, do you make as much money now not being an actor? I don't know. Well, we're excited to have you in here. There's a lot of things going on in Bedford County that you wanted to address. So let's dive into a couple of those. The child care needs assessment survey recently. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, so one thing that has been discovered through multiple discussions with the Bedford Area Resource Council is lack of child care being a really big concern for Bedford County. I'm sure it is with other regions, but Bedford County is considered a child care desert.
Mm.
And it always has been. And
that's not good.
Yeah. So with the pandemic, that just exacerbated it a bit. And then, as you just mentioned, Janet, the number of how COVID has impacted families, where you're losing primary care, secondary caregivers.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people in Bedford County who rely on parents and grandparents to help take care of their children so they can go to work. And a lot of them were afraid to do that, you know, during COVID, or businesses were closed. And so, you know, then child care centers closed because they don't have children to care for. So it's just kind of exacerbated itself.
Right.
And so we decided to create a survey that will go out. We've got it out. If you go to BedfordCountyVA.gov, mm-hmm. It's under the news section, and that is where you can find it. And there's a survey there for parents. So we want to hear from anyone who's got children between the ages of 0 and 13,
mm-hmm.
Whether you are working or not. We want to hear from you what the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also want to hear from employers. So we want to know, there's two surveys. So there's one for parents and caregivers. So
mm-hmm.
even like maybe you're even a grandparent and you're providing care for a child.
Sure.
We want to hear from you. If you're an employer, we want to hear from you. How is this impacting your workforce? Are you hearing that people can't come to work because they don't have child care? Maybe it's, you know, last week, I believe KinderCare shut down again. I'm not sure of the whole thing, but at least one classroom
mm-hmm.
shut down again.
Right.
For child care.
Well,
so,
and you have schools, like we had a story just this morning where one of the Lynchburg City schools, the elementary school, went to online learning.
Yeah, it was at Sheffield.
For the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I mean, so, that can create complete chaos.
Right.
Sure.
So if you're an employer, so if you're an employer and you know, maybe this survey will uncover that I don't necessarily need somebody to watch my child 5 days a week, or
mm-hmm.
now we need different hours. So, and a lot of them are good, but some of the smaller ones, they just have the regular, you know, 8 to 5:30 or whatever the time is.
Well, and don't think that your input isn't valuable.
Right.
Because it is. And to get the best picture for any survey, it's participation.
That's correct.
It's crucial.
So far, we've had the survey out for about a week and a half,
mm-hmm.
and we've only received, well, just shy of 200 people. Well, there's 80,000 people in Bedford County,
mm-hmm.
and I know that not everyone's going to take the survey, obviously.
Sure.
That's
right,
counting everyone, but we need to hear from more than 200 people to have a good, valid survey.
So when they want to access that, where's the best way for them to do that?
BedfordCountyVA.gov. is the website. There is a little bulletin board section on the website,
mm-hmm.
and you will find really kind of current information. So that is a sort of a story and a link out there.
Sure.
It's also on the Bedford Economic Development Facebook page. You might have to scroll down a little bit and find it. I'll be sending out an email to employers later today from my email list, and then we're going to do another push on social media as well. But I thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about it.
Well, we're going to put a direct link to the survey on our Facebook page.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you're in Bedford, We encourage you to go to the Morning Jam on VTRN on Facebook, and we'll have a direct link for you to take that survey.
You know, one of the stories, Pam, that keeps coming up daily is businesses having, and even government having, job fairs, trying to get people in. We talked about $10.2 million jobs are available right now out there. You've got the Bedford One Career Conversations. I'd like to talk about that. And also, let's talk after that about the small business grants. I had a small business for 20 years, so I understand what it means to get help in those areas, especially when you have a dream and you want to see. We've seen, and Janet and I've had the privilege to talk a lot about businesses that have actually started during the pandemic.
Sure.
So yeah. Let's talk about Bedford One Career Conversations. What's that?
Yeah, so in the past, we've had what's called the Bedford One tours, and mm-hmm. they are basically tours that we take with high schoolers, mm-hmm. and we take them to local industries just to get them acclimated to different jobs that are available within the region.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a Bedford County business, but we want people to see there are jobs available and really good paying jobs available around here. So with the pandemic, obviously, we had to shift that model a little bit. So we've started these career conversations where we have folks from companies talk, and it's all virtual. And last year we had them, so the students were in their in their home because mm-hmm. everybody was on their computer.
Sure.
But students could access it, and they had the opportunity to listen to a variety of companies talk about, or actually employees talking about what their background is and what led them into the career that they're in.
Oh, okay, good.
So it's been a great opportunity to really have more kind of intimate conversation with some of these students. They can ask questions. It's mm-hmm. not maybe as overwhelming as, you know, you're in a group of people touring and all of a sudden you're like, wow, look at all this equipment that's
sure.
in here. That can be, you know, a little overwhelming or mm-hmm. even intimidating, but they were able to, you know, chat and ask questions in mm-hmm. the chat because you can't, I guess, because of, I guess, privacy concerns, you know, with minors.
Right, sure.
You
sure.
can't do some of it, but we're having the next one is going to be this Friday
okay.
with Bedford County Schools. So it's going to be in the classroom this time.
Oh, nice.
And I believe we're focusing on 9th and 10th graders for this one, mm-hmm. but we're going to have someone from CentOS speak.
Oh, okay.
And kind of give his career story and how he started out. And then he's going to, you know, he's in sales now
okay.
with the company. And then I believe in November, we're going to have someone with Wexco USA. They're new to Bedford County.
All right.
And he is he started off as a machinist, and now he is part owner of this new company.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
One of the things that excites me before we get into the small business grants is the TV shows, you know, where they take either old cars literally from the junkyard and repurpose them. And many times they have to make parts because these parts aren't available. So you get a machinist involved, and you get, that is to me, woodworking and machinery is part of my background, but what it takes to make a simple part or even a bolt because it's shaped a really weird way and you can't get them anymore. To me, that's exciting. I've, you know, we've had a lot of tool and die people in this area for years because of the foundry downtown, and just a lot of interesting stories out there. And when these kids can connect with somebody that's doing it, and especially the ones that have had a dream come true by starting their own business, I don't know, that to me is exciting and motivating at the same time.
It really is. And we've got wonderful resources locally with CVCC's got fantastic programs mm-hmm. too for training.
Right.
We are so fortunate in Bedford County to have the Susie G. Gibson High School, mm-hmm. which is a school for people who want to, you can become a pharmacy technician through
nice.
That school. They've got a nursing program, so you can be a CNA. And this is all while you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You can. They have a very competitive machine shop
right.
or an automotive
right.
Body shop.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very competitive actually to be in that program.
Oh, yeah.
And but yeah, so companies, and we've heard this from multiple manufacturers, but particularly Century Equipment,
mm-hmm.
they need skilled people.
Yes.
They don't necessarily need, I mean, they, yes, they need engineers, but they need engineers who've come out with hands-on experience.
Right.
So they're getting great results with community college system
Good.
To because these people come into work and they already know how to use the equipment.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that blew me away when I first got here that I realized that this had the largest conveyor company representation this side of the Mississippi. We have conveyor companies all over the place, Century being one of the big ones, and they have to have installers. They actually build the equipment here, they set it up, and then they tear it down, and then they take it to Alabama or even overseas and install this equipment. It's pretty cool. I've over the years I've met some of those fabricators and installers. It's a very good paying job as well.
And the three top guys at Century all started out in sort of in the shop.
Yeah.
But yes, we are actually the conveyor capital of the world.
Oh, we are now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
Or at least the United States. Yeah, I don't know about the world, but yes. I believe
that's amazing just to think that that's here in our area. Right. Let's talk about the small business grants. If I've got a dream and I need a little bit of help, this is where government can stand in the gap and say, because we have these incubator areas in Lynchburg. I think there's one in Bedford where you can get, a little bit of a break on a building for the first 3 years or whatever to help you get started.
So I think the town has some smaller business grants. They have a 5 for 5, and I wish I knew more about that. Currently, the county does not have grants for small businesses.
Okay.
That is one thing that I want to work on.
Okay,
so that's
great.
One of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
We have assistance for larger companies, but for a small company, $100,000 investment might as well be $1 million.
Right.
So when you're talking a large company, a $650,000 investment, yes, it's big, but that's sort of the minimum that we need. So if you're going to invest, say, $650,000 in a piece of equipment or real estate or something, and you're going to hire three people, where we can provide grants and incentives for that.
Okay.
Whether you're an existing business or you're a new business. But right now, we don't have anything that tears that down for, a smaller startup.
Okay.
Which is what we're looking
at. So many resources out there for people. The website, the best place to go. If you have any questions about the things we've talked about this morning.
Yes, bedfordeconomicdevelopment.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
This is where the rubber meets the road. It really does with these type of programs and people like yourself, Pam. Thank you for what you're doing for Bedford County. And keep us up to date. If there's something that's come along, like, all of a sudden you guys have been able to network, whatever it takes to pull maybe some of those small business grants together, keep us posted, and we'll definitely put the word out for you, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
When we come back,
we
have a recall on baby cereal sold at Walmart. We'll tell you about that.
Mm.
And also, Loudoun County, back in the news.
They're my heroes up there.
Well,
they're fighting the good fight.
They've got some serious problems, though, right now. And not good. We'll talk about it.
Okay. It is 8:19 on the Morning Jam. It's a hump day. Thanks for being with us. We know you could be somewhere else, but you're choosing to be with us this morning. We'll have all of our interviews and the rest of the show uploaded on our SoundCloud page a little bit later this morning.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.